everyone, and welcome to another episode of Basement Metal with your host, Stuart Held. And today we got another show of interesting surprises to play for you. Got the turntables all ready. We got music from Blue Oyster Cult, Fuse, Thin Lizzy, UFO, The Runaways, and quite a few more. So let's get going with a song from 38 Special from their Special Delivery record, and a song called I'm a Fool for You.
Pass you by, no, it's not being Your shoes are green. Your dress is red. And your wig ahead is bound up blue. But underneath all of that mess, well, you're the same old Bessie Lou. You're sitting down in that fancy chair, just drinking champagne like a moon star. When you ought to be sitting on his side, drinking white lightning out of a jelly jar. Oh,
you've got Basement Metal, and with Stuart Held spinning all these old records today. Nazareth from their Playing the Game album, 1976, and a song called Down Home Girl. The Runaways before that. Lita Ford, Joan Jett, yeah, they were in that band. They were trying to be Susie Quattro and all that. They were big fans of hers, strangely, but they were. School Days is what you heard from Waiting for the Night album, 1977. And the first song was 38 Special from album number 2 by them, Special Delivery and I'm a Fool for You, Babe. Well, just I'm a Fool for You. This Basement Metal, you got Stuart Held, and here's one from the Test for Echo record, a record that doesn't get a lot of airplay these days by Rush. I'm going to play a track from that one called Totem.
Yeah.
Basement Metal. It's time to get metal.
Thank you. no easy answer for those who wish to know. Just ask those who've been before you what fate the future holds. It ain't pretty, it ain't pretty, it ain't pretty, it ain't pretty. I am a messenger. The message here you must know. The fatal blow. So fate will have to wait till time heals the scar. See, my heart is ruled by Venus and my head by Mars.
Classic Thin Lizzy from the Jailbreak album, 1976, and a song called Warriors, one that I wanted to play for quite some time. Always like to play Thin Lizzy because they are one of those bands from Ireland that really know how to rock, and a lot of people really need to hear their music. I know that they had a couple big hits. One is very familiar, The Boys Are Back in Town, but I think people need to know a lot more than just Boys Are Back in Town, because there's some great stuff strewn around their albums. Thin Lizzy right there. They're from Ireland, too. So they're an Irish rock band, okay? And they got some great stuff there. Warriors from the Jailbreak record. One before that was Emerson, Lake & Powell from 1986. Yeah, not Palmer, Powell. Cozy Powell joined them for this one record in 1986. And we played the song Learning to Fly. UFO from No Heavy Petting, 1976, and a song called Natural Thing, and Rush from Test for Echo, and a song called Totem, kind of like Totem Pole, I guess. This is Basement Metal with your host, Stuart Helton. Let's do one from 2017's Infinite record. Is that right? Yeah, hold on. Yep, I got it. Every so often I lose it thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to say the wrong album cover, just in case someone wants to hear a song we're playing and they like it, and they would say, hey, I'm going to go buy that record or CD, and I really like that. What was the record that that disc jockey said it was from? It's from the Infinite Deep Purple record from 2017. Track we're going to play is One Night in Vegas.
Myself in a Vegas bar with a whole new set of friends.
shit and running for the hills, but I still want it.
Basement Metal. It's a musical megaforce. April Wine right there, 1976 World's Going Crazy record, and that's a song called So Sad. Aw, aren't they? That band is from Canada. Earlier we played another Canadian group called Rush. Everybody knows they're from Canada, and hello Canada for all the people who are into hard rock music, or any kind of music really. Anyway, we played April Wine right there. Def Leppard right before that from their Live at Abbey Road studios. A song called Come On, Deep Purple from the Infinite record, and One Night in Vegas. This is, you know what this is. We play a lot of hard rock here, you know, fringing metal. Yeah, we do play metal here, just toying with you. This is Stuart Held, Basement Metal, and we've been doing this now. Geez, I mean, it's been over 3-4 years that we've been doing this now, and it's been a very, very successful show. So I'm glad everybody who does like to listen to the show, I hope you're enjoying something from it. We got to be creative every show we do here on Basement Metal, because I yank out about, you know, 20 albums, some singles, and some CDs, and I'm thinking, okay, what should we play for this? I haven't played this band in a while. We got to play more of this band. Okay, what record should we play? Okay, what song should we play? I don't do cookie cutter music around here. Yeah, you might hear some groups a little more than often, you know, on some shows. But the thing is, I try not to repeat the same song on every show. We try not to do what, you know, your other classic rock radio stuff does, where they play the same format and they play the same songs. And then your ears get tired of thinking, all right, how many times do I got to hear Satisfaction by the Stones to really get into it, you know? Even though that's a good song, how many times you got to hear it a day, okay? How about once a month? Anyway, yeah, we do play Stones here. Somewhere we play Stones. Anyway, we're basically, what we're doing with Basement Metal is not to be so far out and say we're going to play the most obscure songs and groups ever. We're basically trying to let you know that there are other hard rock and heavy metal bands out there from all over the world, and we play tracks from their music, old or new. And we're thinking, hey, do you like this stuff? Hey, it's up to you now to go purchase a CD or album, or just back the show up and listen to the songs again if you like it. You can also contact us, too, and we can tell you kind of, you know, I don't know the full history of every single band we've ever played. There's been so many of them, but, you know, you can do some research, too. It's a lot of fun. That's what I've got to do. I spent a lot of money on Basement Metal, going to buy the records, CDs, and I got my sources, and yeah, we try to keep the show rolling, so as long as we got an audience, we'll keep getting these shows out there. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Planet Earth, for listening to all our shows, Basement Metal, and we really do. Everybody who works on the show really appreciates all the listeners all over the world. We got them, and we're very happy you're there. Okay, so that's my way of saying thank you, and we always will from time to time. That's why we keep going and rolling with these shows. Okay, the next two songs are actually virtually the same group, but they were called different names, or at least the leader of the next two bands. He wasn't in two groups, but let's put it this way. Personnel were different on each of the band. The next band is called Cheap Trick. Yeah, I know everybody's heard of Cheap Trick. Have you heard the group Fuse? Mm-hmm. I'm giving you a few seconds to say yes or no. Fuse. I guess not. Okay. Fuse was actually Cheap Trick. Rick Nielsen and Tom Peterson were in the Fuse group. Yes, we're going to play a track from their one and only album right after I play a track from Cheap Trick's very first album that came out in 1977. So we're going to start out with one from Cheap Trick, album number one, called Cry Cry, going all the way back to 1977 on Basement Metal. Yes, with scratches. We'll be right back. Basement Metal, coming to you loud and clear.
Just this.
Symbol Remains, that's Blue Oyster Cult, one of their later records, and a song called The Return of Cecilia. Cecilia, are they referring to Simon and Garfunkel or not? I don't know. Or whatever. Anyway, Fuse, right before that, Mystery Ship from 1970. Very, very early Cheap Trick, or at least two guys from the Cheap Trick group were in that band, Fuse. The one before that was, of all people, Cheap Trick, from the first record called Cry Cry 1977. So that's what we just played there, the last three songs. Let's do one more. This is going to take about 5 minutes of your listening time or a little more. This is an older record from Savoy Brown I wanted to finish off the show with, from the album Getting to the Point, a song called You Need Love.
Thank you.
Song that never ends, it seems like. Savoy Brown from their album Getting to the Point. And that's a song called You Need Lunch. I mean, You Need Love right there. One of the early Savoy Brown records, and lasted over 7 minutes, but, you know, had to show the talents of the drums. Did you know three of the guys from Foghat played on that record? They were in Savoy Brown, so that's another fact that you can tell your musical friends if you'd like to. Anyway, this is Basement Metal, and this is Stuart Held, and this is wrapping up another Basement Metal show for this week, or this month, or however it's going to be. Anyway, we will make more shows here. I got to get more music ready for you for the next show, and we will do just that. So have fun, be careful, stay safe, and thank you everybody for listening to Basement Metal. See you next time. Bye, y'all.